Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Lila. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello, Laura. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am a debut author. My book comes out in 5 days, which I'm super excited about, on the 21st of March, 2023. I'm the daughter of Afghan and Australian immigrants, and I write young adult fiction, usually with some romance in there. And yeah.
So talk to us about the writing journey. Like, you know, like your debut, like your book is coming out, but like, I'm assuming like this is a long time coming, you know?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, Laura, what a journey it's been. So I've been on this publishing path for about 10 years. So a decade. Mm-hmm. I started writing fantasy books. And I was basically emulating other authors and not really finding my own voice, and basically rewriting books that are already written really well that I didn't have to do. So then, you know, my husband said, well, why don't you just write something that's more, you know, about you and your heart and something contemporary? And that never really was something that I thought I'd be interested in, but then I started to write Free Radicals, and Mafia's voice just took me through to the very, very end. And I was super ecstatic because I was offered representation with 7 agencies. And then 3 different publishers wanted to pick it up. So I felt pretty good about myself after that long journey.
Oh my gosh, that's a big journey. Oh my god. So speaking of Free Radicals, tell us the elevator pitch.
Yes. So 16-year-old Mafi, she basically is this vigilante at school, and she tries to right the wrongs that her classmates have been doing secretly. And one day her crush leaves a wish note in the tree, and that where she gets the notes to take care of other people, and basically it turns her life all the way upside down. And even her relatives in Afghanistan, they're fleeing from Afghanistan, is compromised.
Oh my gosh, it's so timely. So talk to us about why you decided to write a YA, you know, because 16-year-olds have their own issues and their own things. And like, so it's a unique niche, even though it's a pretty big niche, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I still feel like I'm a kid. I mean, yeah. I'm going to be 33 this year, but mm-hmm. and I have a baby on the way and everything, but I have a lot of teenage clients, because before this I was a personal trainer. I taught self-defense, mm-hmm. and I'm on TikTok religiously, so I still am quite in touch with all of that. And myself, I'm always scouring the YA section for new yeah. things, new books, and I just feel the most comfortable writing, you know, about these topics. And I'm very also fortunate that I kept a lot of my diaries from when I was 13 to 17. So I can remind myself what it was like back then.
Yeah, I think that's going to be like first hand account of what happened yeah. when you were 13. You know, yeah. it's going to give you kind of like, oh, this is the angst, because there's a lot of angst and there's a lot of like uncertainty. Right. There's a lot of like coming of age and like, you know, right. letting go of like what you knew when you were growing up, to be like, oh, I'm becoming my own person and figure out your own identity, you know.
Absolutely. And it's still a process. you know, even as an adult, it's still a process. And, you know, that's just the beauty of life, though.
Yeah. As an elder millennial, I can tell you it is still like we're still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, awesome. So what kind of books do you tend to read?
I read all across the board, all different types of genres and age groups. But right now I've been on a Jenny Han kick again, because I've needed a laugh and I needed to swoon a little bit. So I've been reading To All the Boys and The Summer I Turned Pretty series. Again, they're just so accessible and just so fun to read. So
yeah,
that's a new reading. Yeah.
Yeah, those are really fun. They're like candy. They're so fun and joyful.
Delectable. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Oh, yes. So you guys have probably heard of The Davenports. Not only, you know, I'm a huge fan of Bridgerton. So when I heard about Crystal's book, I was super excited to read it. And I picked it up and I think I read it in like one day. And I just love the relationships between the characters and felt completely transported into the world that Crystal was weaving. Mm-hmm. And she brings up really great, you know, important historical markers without info dumping, which is awesome as well. And so they absolutely did not disappoint. And I really hope they make, you know, I want to see some TV film with her book. And the other thing is, like, not only is Crystal an incredible author, she's just such an amazing human being and such a great literary citizen, and she's always uplifting everyone around her. So I'm always going to be mentioning her name in every room, even though she doesn't need the mention. You know, she's she's go across the world, and she's being talked about. But yeah, absolutely, A++++. Also, All My Rage, I mean, Saba Tahir, one of my idols, and she wrote an absolutely beautiful book that gave me all the feels, all the different emotions, and, you know, was a National Book Award winner. And if readers haven't picked it up yet, really anyone can find something to love in that novel. And the last one I would say at this point is Jeff Settner's In the Wild Light. It was published a few years ago, but it's still going around, and I basically love anything that Jeff writes, but this one really takes the cake. I just love the way he writes complex teenage relationships, and he doesn't shy away from the hard stuff, the tough stuff that teens undoubtedly go through. So he also is another recommendation, all his books really.
These are great recommendations. So Lila, tell us where we can find you online.
So online, I'm on TikTok too much, at Lila Reason, Instagram, and Twitter. And all of those are at Lila Reason. So, and it's R-I-E.
Awesome.
Some people are a little confused. Yeah.
Thank you, Lila, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.